Hi everyone, this is Fatima Mahmoud and here's what's trending in the Middle East and beyond today. The White House has said that Israel can and should do more to protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza, but insisted that its military action in the Strip does not amount to genocide. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Palestinian civilians caught in the war have been going through hell, but that the US is firm with rejecting that proposition. This is at odds with claims made by humanitarian bodies who have condemned atrocities committed in Gaza. Meanwhile, in the occupied West Bank, footage has emerged of Israeli settlers attacking vehicles carrying aid intended for Gaza. The settlers can be seen throwing aid boxes to the ground and ripping them apart in widely circulated videos that have triggered total outrage. Finally, a UN worker was killed and several more injured when their vehicle was struck near the Rafah border crossing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the head of the UN's Relief Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Philippe Lazzarini, have both condemned the attack that killed the UN employee and asked for humanitarian staff and civilians in Gaza to be protected. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to come back tomorrow for another roundup of what's trending.